Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome to Pulse Teacher Testify Ministries. I am your brother, Brother Rinaldo Wade. I am so excited to be back on the air. And thank you so much for being patient as I was going through transition. And we're going to do bigger and better things here at Talk Teacher Testify Ministries. Thank you very much for coming on the line. Good morning unto you. Hallelujah. Isn't it a beautiful day? Today is the 31st day of March 2014. It is also the 29th day of Adar. And guess what? This evening, we will start a Hebrew New Year. It will be a new year, and that will be the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah means the beginning of month or the head of the month. So we're going to go over this morning the Hebrew month of Abib. What does it mean to us? We're going to go through scripture, and we are going to also have part two. Okay, tomorrow evening, it will start at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So you might want to tune in, you know, let some people know that we will be on the air tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to do part two. And then starting on next week, I will have us to start at the regular scheduled time at 10 o'clock. A.M. Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock A.M. Central Standard Time. We'll go back to the format of the regular two-hour session. But this morning, I just want to bring you greetings, hallelujah, from the kingdom of Yah, and we're going to be talking about the month of Abib. What does it mean? What does it represent in your spiritual walk? And this particular teaching, I pray that it touches you. I pray that it is matching up with what's going on in your spirit, man, in this season. And I'm telling you, it is a powerful moment to rejoice. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to go into the scriptures this morning. And like I say, thank you so much for being patient. And I am just very excited that you are here by divine appointment to listen to the teaching about the month of Abib, the month of Nisan. If you go into your word, if you have your Bible in front of you, we will start with the book of Exodus or the book of Shemot, chapter number 12. We're going to start there, and we're going to start at the first verse. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reader, hearer, and doer of his divine and eternal word. As we read in this passage, we know that the Israelites are on their way to being set free from bondage, from Pharaoh, from the Egyptians. And as plague number 10 is happening, the instruction is given unto Moshe and Aharon from Yah. And we're going to read something here, and it's really going to bring up and let you know, it's going to show us evidence through his word that tomorrow, the first day of Abib, is the beginning of the month. And here it is. We're going to start at verse number one. And Yah spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Mitzrayim, or the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So the father was speaking to the priest, speaking to Moshe and to Aharon, letting them know that this is the first month of the year to you. It's supposed to be the beginning of month. So the father, what he's doing, he is setting up the calendar. Okay? And there it is. It's right there in the passage. So we are in the month of Abib. It will happen this evening when the sun goes down, because we know a day really starts in the evening. You go back to Barashit, go back to Genesis chapter 1, it lets us know that in the evening, in the morning, were the first day. So it lets us know that it starts when the sun goes down. The month of Abib is the first month of the priesthood calendar year, okay? And it would be the seventh month of the civil calendar year. That's why a lot of people, especially Jews over in Israel, they celebrate Rosh Hashanah around in September, October, when it actually is supposed to start right here during this time now, either late March or around in the April area. Okay, we're going to also go through the passage later on, and we're going to pick out more information, more intel about how can we identify that this is true. You want to go into the Word. You want to make sure that you study to show thyself approved unto Him. This is the beginning of the month. This is the beginning of Yahuwah's redemptive cycle, or His yearly blessing cycle that He's doing with us. When you look up the word Abib, and it's spelled A-B-I-B, or I spell it A-B-Y-B because there's no I's in the Hebraic alphabet. It means to spring forth. It means to blossom. It means to bear fruit, to be fresh, if you will. So when April the 1st comes around, we all know that it's around springtime, but we also do know that we are to spring forth in our spiritual walk. When you look at the month of Adar, because that is the month that we are leaving behind now, we have to gain some strength from the Father to go into this new year. We also had to do a lot of unmasking, right? We had to strip and take off certain things that should not be attached to us as we go into our redemptive year. We have lost some friends, some family along the way. We had to also remove some, some things that was hindering us with the Father, like sins and things of that nature. And now that we have prevailed through that, now we can walk and spring forth into the graces of the Father. Okay, so that's just to tie up last month and what's happening now in this month coming up. Each Hebraic month is connected to a tribe, and this particular month is tied up with the tribe of Yehuda or Judah. Judah was the fourth son born of Jacob and Leah. We know that Judah or Yehuda, it means praise. Okay, so the Father is looking for a substantial amount of redemptive praise to come out of you. A lot of us are already going into that praise, and we're not understanding why we're having a higher level of praise for Him, and it's because it's required of us, and He is, through the Holy Ghost, it's happening through your spirit, man. You're being totally focused on praising Him as we're walking into this new season of the redemptive cycle of the Father. Yehuda was the tribe, if you read the scriptures, they always led in praise and also in spiritual warfare. So guess what? As you're going through your spiritual warfare in this season, no complaining, no murmuring, just going to a praise. Hallelujah. Because you are going through and you're going to, hallelujah, you're already victorious through your spiritual warfare. It's to train your spirit, man. It's to also elevate your faith in Him. Hallelujah. This particular tribe, remember David, David and his, and his children, they went through this line, or Yehuda. And remember, this is also the tribe of the Mashiach Himself. When we talk about people reading in the Bible, Jesus Christ, but we're talking about Yahusha. This is the tribe that Yahusha is from. this particular tribe, hallelujah, was also, when you talk about Yehuda, remember Yehuda was the one that rescued Yahusuf or Joseph out of the pit. So guess what? Your praise and your worship will also get you out of sticky situations. It will also get you out of negative circumstances that you are in. So make sure that you give him a Yehuda praise instead of a Judas praise. Y'all will catch that in a moment. But the Mashiach is known as the Lion of the Tribe of Yehuda. So it represents the kingly authority and the leadership anointing that rests upon the tribe of Yehuda. Okay. When we talk about praise, remember we was talking about the Yehuda praise, and there's also a Judas praise. I'm going to tell you the difference. Yehuda, the Yehuda praise, is the praise that comes from the heart. Okay. It's the purest form of praise that you could give the Father. It has to come from your heart. The Judas praise, that's the praise that comes from the head, or it comes from man's wisdom, or it's their intellect. It's a learned form of praise. It's a phony, it's a counterfeit form of praise. And we see that a lot in the congregation, amen? So we really have to really be careful about how we praise him, that it comes from the heart. While Yehuda portrays the Mashiach, Judas betrays the Mashiach. Did you get that? Yehuda portrays him because it paints that the picture of Yahuwah. While the Judas prays, it portrays him because it literally sets up or gives birth to an antichrist system or structure. Okay, so I want you to get that there. The reason, and I'm going back to the month of Adar, just to give you clarity, the reason why we had to go through 2 months of Adar, Abib also means the barley harvest, okay? So back in those days, during biblical times, when the barley, it starts off being dark, and when it gets golden brown, then it lets us know that it is the season of spring. So when we went through the month of Adar, we had to, when the Father is looking at us and he sees how he's trying to elevate us in the spirit realm, and when we are immature to see what is going on, he allowed another month to occur. And that's why we had 2 months of Adar. We had 59 days of Adar so that, it allowed us to be more mature, hallelujah, to receive the new, this new season of springing forth so that we can blossom, hallelujah, into his presence. Very powerful there. So we are, we are shifting into this new season. We should be golden brown, hallelujah. We should also be, basking in his glory when we're together, hallelujah, and rejoicing unto him and giving him praises. This is a revival month for you. When I say this is the head of the month, and it will be later on this evening, not only will it be Rosh Hashanah, it is also called Rosh Kadosh, okay? So the Rosh Kadosh means it is the head of the month. Okay, we just read that right there in the scripture when he says that this month, this new moon, this Kadosh should be to you the beginning of moves, okay, or beginning of months. So this is it. This is the Rosh Hashanah, actually. Okay, hallelujah. All right, let's go over a couple more notes for this morning. Please be very careful, hallelujah. We must be careful to allow our praise in this season to be birthed out and be totally submitted to the quab or to the heart of Yahuwah. The praises is how we enter the presence of the Father and how we receive the prophetic warfare strategy in order to victoriously war and be, hallelujah, be triumphant in our promise in this season. I'll say that again. The praise, the praise, the worship, it escorts you into the presence of the Father, because the scripture tells us that he inhabits in the praises of Yashariel, as it says in the book of Psalms. So we are, as we are praising him and giving him the most high praise, that is when he comes in and his presence dwells with, you know, dwells amongst us. Hallelujah. And it's also the season as to how we are going to receive the prophetic warfare strategy. He's going to prophetically drop the nephtoph, or that is the oozing, the dripping that comes from heaven as it drops into our spirit man, in order for us to victoriously go through this fight. Hallelujah. For our promise. Our defining strategy in warfare, it always should begin with praise. Once again, there should be no murmuring, no fighting. Yes, we're going to, of course, because we're still man, we're still going to ask the Father, what is going on? Why are we going through this? Father, this seems like this is such a hard time. But just give him the praise, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. You know that. That is in his word. So, you know, in his word, when that comes back to him void. So we have to really hold on tight to our faith so that we won't lose the faith. The enemy wants to take that faith away. And once he takes that faith away, then you're lost. So you have to hold on to that, knowing that your praise is going to bring your breakthrough. That's good. Your praise and your worship is going to escort you through your breakthrough. In the setting up of the camp of Yashariel, the tabernacle, which housed the presence of Yahuwah, it was set in the middle with three tribes camping on each side of the four sides. The camp of Yahuda, which included Issachar and Zebulon, it always camped on the east side of the tabernacle. Okay, we get to catch the revelation there. Remember when Adam and Shava, or Adam and Eve, they were escorted out of the Garden of Eden. Which gate did they come out of? There you go, the east gate. So when they went into the presence of Yah, when they set up the, you know, when they set up the camp, the tabernacle, as well as the tribe of Yahuda, it was set at the eastern part of the camp. When we talk about the Mashiach, when he came into, thank you, Holy Ghost, when he came into Jerusalem, as they were screaming, Hosanna, Hosanna, it happened through the east gate. So the Mashiach came through the east gate. Same thing here. So you must, in order to get into his presence, we must go through the east gate. We can see here that the Father established a pattern of praise which leads the way into his presence. And this has been happening from the very beginning. Like I said, if you go back into the book of Bereshit, the book of Genesis, you'll read how they, Adam and Sheva was escorted out of his presence because of disobedience. So this is the season. You must be obedient to the Holy Ghost that dwells within you, as the Holy Ghost is leading you into praise and worship. Sometimes we get very slowful with the praise and the worship, but we are to give him a high energy of praise and worship so the Father can, his presence can dwell amongst us. Okay. A couple of more notes, and then we'll end it this morning. I just want to keep it short and give you a word of encouragement this morning. That's why I was just led by the Spirit of Yah, by the Ruach HaKadosh, to give you this particular word, because a lot of us, we really need this. Hallelujah. The whole nation of Yashariel were actually called Abraham, or Hebrews, which means, and when you talk about a Hebrew, Israelite, because you should be one, I'm one, okay, internally, okay, it means that we have crossed over. We have crossed over into a higher dimension in Yah. This is what this means, that you have crossed over, from being bonded into tradition and religion, and you have been shifted into a higher dimension in Yah. You have been taken away from being manipulated by man's wisdom, being manipulated by flesh, by your sin, overcoming, hallelujah, your enemy, which is to enter me. I hope y'all receive that there. So this is the Hebraic mindset. You are no longer, you're no longer transformed. I mean, you're no longer conformed into the world, but you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is what, hallelujah, that passage means right there. It means that you have been born again. You have been shifted into the revelations of the Father, and that is what He is doing with us, especially in this season. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the month of Passover, the month of Peshach. We're going to go back into Exodus chapter 12. We're going to look and see, should we be celebrating Peshach? Or should we be celebrating Easter? We know that Easter is a pagan holiday, okay, that was created by the evil forces that be. So we're going to go over that. We're also going to go over the redemptive covering that is over our lives, the blood of the Lamb of Yah, which is Yahusha. Hallelujah. And we're going to also go over some more things and some instructions as to what we need to be doing in this season. Okay, we are to put our best foot forth in this season. So I'll be talking more about that, and we're going to wrap all of it up on tomorrow. This is the month. I want you to know, I'm speaking prophetically now, hallelujah, this is the month of your breakthrough. This is the month of healing and miracles. You must embrace, hallelujah, these redemptive qualities of the month. We're standing on the covenant blessings, the covenant promises that the Father has given unto us. Hallelujah. This is the month to really rejoice. Hallelujah. We have to tell the enemy, use a liar, let me go so that I may go and worship my Father. Hallelujah. That's what was happening back in the book of Shemot with Moshe, telling Pharaoh, he was asking for permission. He was telling Pharaoh, let my people go so that they may worship the Father, so that they may go into that praise. Hallelujah. And the enemy would try to prevent you from praising Yah. You know, you might get the spirit of sleep. You know, a lot of people, it's time to worship and they get the yawning, slothfulness. Laziness might come into play, things of that nature. But you have to fight through all of that, hallelujah. Ask the Father, hallelujah, to show you, hallelujah, how to praise Him, how to worship Him. Just ask Him. I dare you to ask Him, and the Father will show you. Do not let any Pharaoh structure try to intervene or intercept your praise and your worship, because the Pharaoh mentality will try to confront you in the congregation, in your church, look at you as you go deeper into the praise and the worship. Don't mind them. Just close your eyes. Just allow the Father to use you. And allow the Father to cleanse you as you go through your praise and your worship. Allow him, hallelujah, to give you, hallelujah, the blessings that's due unto you. That if we're going to be talking about seeds, this is a seed that you should do. Give him a true seed of praise and worship in this season. When you're rounding your home, when you're cleaning up your home, put on some praise and worship. Hallelujah. You know, the best praise and worship that you could give the Father, as I go ahead and close out, is studying his word. He wants you to know more of him. As you read his word and you're speaking and you're murmuring the word and you're memorizing the word and you're training it to go into your spirit man, he loves that. Hallelujah. Because it is the word. Hallelujah. When we talk about Yahusha, it is the word, hallelujah, that gets us to the Father. So our praise and our worship through the word, hallelujah, gets you in the presence of Yah. And a lot of times when we read our word and we study the text, whether it be logos or rhema, as we go into the word, hallelujah, it takes us into a praise and a worship. It'll have you to rejoice, especially when you read very powerful scriptures as to how he's going to save you and deliver you, the salvation, the yasha that is placed upon your life. It throws you into a praise. You just want to praise him and just want to thank him for all of the things that he has took you through as you was going into the world and coming out of the worldly system and into his presence and into his kingdom. Hallelujah. You are a joint heir. The scripture says, thou art no more a servant, but a son. So we have to go through our servanthood, hallelujah, to become joint heirs. That is what we're training to do. That is what we're working for. And I'm telling you, I am so excited for you in this season. It's going to be breakthroughs. It's going to be healings in this season. Please let me know. Send me, hallelujah, some praise reports. I can't wait to see what the Father's going to do with you in the season. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, if he is willing, on Talk, Teach, and Touch My Ministries, I will start at 6 o'clock p.m., 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to go over the month of Peshach, the month of Passover. Hallelujah. The Passover is going to start on April the 14th and carry on through the 21st. Hallelujah. So what does that represent, the Peshach? What does it represent? And I'm going to go over that on tomorrow. Hallelujah. So may the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for coming on the line. Have a blessed morning in Yah. Please continue to pray for your brother. I will be in Savannah, Georgia this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be flying out to be there. In Savannah, I will be there for a revival with Apostle Kevin Brown. Hallelujah. I will give you information and details about that on tomorrow. Hallelujah. But in closing, I love each and every one of you. Please understand that. And it's coming from my heart and from my soul. I love each and every one of you in spirit and in truth. There's nothing that you can do about it except for you to do one thing. That is for you to love me back. Why? Because Yah is love, and the Mashiach says that those that worship him must worship Yah in spirit and in kingdom truth. I would love to be with you on tomorrow. Have a very blessed morning. Those of you who are working, I'm praying for you that safety may be upon you as you also travel on the highways and byways. Have a safe morning and a blessed morning in Yah. Shalom, shalom, everyone.